Uh-oh.
I am Abby. Get out of my way. I am Abby.
Hey, easy. It's just Abby. Everything's going to be fine. Here's tonight's Dear Abby. Dear Abby, after 23 years of what I thought was a happy marriage, I came home the other day and caught my husband, Carl, in bed with my brother. It was a shock, to say the least. That evening, they had apparently gone to a bar and drank heavily. Someone gave them a pill of unknown origin. Carl says he doesn't remember anything until I walked in and started slapping some sense into him. All right, hold it right there. Let's stop the letter right there. Just take that alone, okay, folks? Married 23 years, thought it was a happy marriage. Woman comes home and finds hubby in bed with her brother. And the guy said, we don't know what happened. We went to a bar, drank heavily. Someone slipped us a pill of unknown origin. And I don't remember anything until you started walking in and slapping some sense into me, honey. The woman probably actually had to slap him. Carl, Carl, snap out of it. You're married to me. Carl, what are you doing? That's my brother you're with. Carl, snap out of it, man. You're a heterosexual. Carl, what are you doing? We've been married for 23 years. I'm sorry, honey. I don't know what exactly happened here. Last I recall, me and your brother were enjoying a beer talking football. Well, the flaming hootie-hootie. Hootie who? Hootie, hootie what? How the flame? Hey, hello, how'd I get on top of him? And where the hickety heck are my clothes? Carl! Snap out of it, Carl! Get off him! What kind of a bar were you guys at? This is positively bizarre. You got some explaining to do. So does my brother there, who appears to be just coming out of it himself. Snap out of it there. Snap out of it. What on earth were you boys drinking? Someone slipped us something. I don't know. Grab me my shorts there, will you, honey? That's the letter so far, and I'm not even done, folks. We have stayed together after this episode, Abby, but we have not made love. I can't seem to get the picture out of my head of my husband, Carl, with my brother. I feel like my life has been shattered. I love Carl. I want us to have a productive life, but how can I ever forget? Signed, Shattered in South Carolina. Abby writes back, Dear Shattered, one thing is certain, you won't be able to forget until you get the whole truth about what happened that night. I find it highly questionable that both your husband and your brother would accept a magic pill from a stranger that suddenly rendered two presumably straight men bisexual. The question you should be asking isn't how you can forget, but how long their affair has been going on. Ha, 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 ha. Can't you just hear the woman after she reads that? No, you have it wrong, Abby. I questioned Carl and my brother thoroughly. They were given the magic bisexual pill. Others who visit this bar have had the very same experience. This is not unusual. You walk in expecting a sports bar and it turns into a little magic pill operation with charter service back to your bedroom. Abby, it's the damnedest thing you've ever seen. It's called the Lucky Charm. It's right here in Charleston, South Carolina. You ought to check it out for yourself. I did. I stopped in the other day. Next thing I knew, I was waking up with a cleaning lady. I can't figure out what's going on here. Lucky Charm Sports Bar, huh? Charleston, South Carolina. Steer clear of that one, gang.